Not only will Jesus go and see things, but he will have heard them as well. Our God asks the shepherd to pull one of the sheep over to him.
Jesus offers in himself eternal life.
For John, eternal life will be perfected in heaven, but begins here and now. He says previously in the gospel, amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life. And I will not, and it will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Notice, already passed. Eternal life is now for the flock of Jesus. Here and now, nothing can separate us from the love of God, because we are in the Father's hands, the Father and Jesus. Jesus, our shepherd, our Lord. There's a wonderful coincidence that this gospel was read on Mother's Day, and also the last week of this year of our religious education book. The family is called the Methodist Church, the place where most of us are connected to the flock of Jesus. We know we are part of something before we know what it is, much less what it believes. If the family is strong, then the beliefs that we share will find a true place and grow and develop within the person. If not, it will challenge us. This is true of practice as well. They continue the work of the family by teaching the little family that is in Christ. Indeed, if it does not become a family, not succeed as a class. This is true formation, developing around the truth. People at Jesus' time and place knew that they needed to belong to a group, and that what and who they heard would develop from that. The question was, what group did they choose? We need to first understand that we receive our self-understanding by whatever group we choose as our central commitment. This is very hard for people who, like ourselves, who live in a individualistic society. And we need to do all that we can to attain that realization. It will be announced at the end of Mass that we will be holding a meeting Sunday. At the end of the second conference, there will be members of the Union and Liberation. They're not there to give any kind of speech, just to be present. This is a group that sponsors the Way of the Cross, across the Brooklyn Bridge, and also an annual encounter in February. This year, I'm thinking all as a Catholic artist. Some of the pressure is very good thing. This is very interesting. The reason why I want them to come is I sometimes go to church-related things and I have no idea what to say. But I have a feeling that they're just walking, they don't know what they're talking about. They may be answering some question, but Next Sunday the 7th, encourage you. You know, if these people ever gone into the gallery and their entire lives, I'm not asking for Mark Bravo or anything, but still, these items are my pictures. Now, last week, Jesus showed Peter that he could only follow him as a good shepherd. He was willing to give of himself. And the greater the sacrifice, the greater the success. We need to find good shepherds in our own lives so that they can show us how to shepherd others ourselves. On this good shepherd Sunday, let us remember to look first and foremost to our parents, our mothers, family, friends, and teachers. Those who are close to us. The good shepherd in our life may not be the pope, a bishop, priest, teacher, or person of our own great note. The good shepherd in our life will probably be found up close and personal. Let us join together in the sacrifice. We
witness to and embark in the spark of love of all people ever. I would like all the mothers in the parish to remain standing. And I focus on anyone who has stayed up late waiting for some child to return. But if there's or not, if someone is returning to the child for the first time, keep standing, because this is the last
Thank you.
my sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours be acceptable to God and your people. Holy and religious sacraments. Look, we pray among the nation of the church,
St. Joseph's house, with your blessed apostles and brothers and with St. Joseph's brother, and with all the saints. On his constant intercession in your presence, we rely for unfailing power. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, advance the peace and salvation of the Lord. We please to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church with your servant Francis Arnold and Nicholas Archbishop, the Lord Bishops, all clergy, and the entire human being of your world. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, and you have summoned before you. In your compassion and merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind remittance to your people. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom we bestow on the world all that is.
it's there's something about the gauge of the copper that you would want to put on the roof. They do have to really put in more spouts or use a heavy gauge copper. But use heavy gauge copper and it's going to send people come, rods. You want to. So that's what we're doing this week, negotiating that we hire an excavator. But I wouldn't have dressed a really poor. I'd like to see my church before I die. So, again, Irish and Sicilian, utmost the pile of combinations. So if you do find something on the paper, Christos.